Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And we've broken the $250,000 mark. Under 50 to go now in the lockbox challenge, Alan.
About $48,000 to go. This is remarkable. It's just one of those can-do moments when, you know, everybody in our community gets together and says, we listen to it, we love it, we are going to make it work. So now, $49,000, we get an extra $25,000 from the Lennox Foundation to fix up our antiquated control room, and then an extra $5,000 on top of that from Alan Sagner, and we'll be coming into the fund drive if we can do this, you know, needing about $700,000 instead of $1 million. It'll be unbelievable. But everybody get going now. We are so close. Let's do this. Otherwise, we're not going to get it. Just go to the lockbox or call here, 1-800-323-9262, and just hit zero and tell them Alan sent you.
Or head to the website at WAMC.org. Well, Alan, you know, when we come in the building here every morning, we have a code, and we enter the code, and
yeah,
it lets us in the building.
That's right.
And
the door
is
locked.
And I see this morning that the intruder in the White House actually got as far as the East Room. They're going to be on the hot seat today answering questions about security there.
Yeah, the Secret Service is really not looking too good here. The front door of the White House was open. It wasn't locked. With more security, we're spending billions of dollars on this over the years. And one wonders. Now, this guy had a knife. We don't know what he meant with a knife, but we know there was ammunition in his car. And this is a very serious situation because, as it was pointed out on the BBC early this morning, maybe Joe Biden was walking down the hall, or the president was walking down the hall, or the president's kids were walking down the hall. Look, this is not a Republican or a Democratic issue. This is just nuts. We've got to make sure that the president is safe. And it defies the imagination to think that this could have happened.
Alan, a big debate yesterday in Massachusetts among the five candidates for governor. The two main candidates, Democrat Martha Coakley, Republican Charlie Baker, all squaring off.
It does appear that this is going to be a very close election. Martha Coakley has not chosen to respond to our telephone calls here. And Charlie Baker did come on yesterday, and he's leading, but infinitesimally, against Martha Coakley. He sounds like a very moderate fellow. He worked for some of the Republican governors of Massachusetts who were extraordinarily well thought of. And, you know, he wants to be the governor in that light. Martha Coakley, interestingly, is being drummed by many of the people in the party for not being a winner. When she lost to Scott Brown, that apparently hurt her creds to the point where the man in the street is saying, I don't like her. She lost to Scott Brown. And the Democratic establishment did not endorse her. They went somewhere else. So what you have now is a very deeply divided Democratic Party and a lackluster candidate in Martha Coakley versus Charlie Baker, who seems at least like a very nice man.